from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got this pair of tickets to give away. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link next Friday. We'll be there for the pregame show at 6 p.m. next Friday leading into the game. This is our last weekend without the NFL all the way until February. Can't wait till next week. College football this weekend. We have these tickets to give away coming up here. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we have to hit a couple big stories out of the NFC. The first one, of course, is, Hugh, we finally got some resolution here. Brandon Ayuk, he's staying with the 49ers. They came to terms yesterday. 4 years, $120 million. So if we were hoping the Niners would be weaker this year because...
That's not going to happen. They blinked.
Well, so yes, I guess both sides eventually caved in, you know, and gave into the other one. So Ayuk gets 30 a year on the average, 4-120 to stay there. So Brock Purdy's got his one of his big weapons there with Ayuk and obviously Debo and George Kittle and McCaffrey. So Ayuk back. But the Niners aren't fully out of the water yet because Trent Williams, Hugh, he still has not shown up to training camp. And he strikes me as the kind of guy.
He ain't coming. He dug in.
Yeah, and he's got enough money in the bank that he maybe could sit out a while here. Let's listen to Rap Sheet latest on Trent Williams as the Niners wait for the left tackle to show up.
Trent Williams, their all-pro tackle, one of the best tackles in the NFL. He is still holding out while Brandon Ayuk was holding in, awkwardly being there, not being there. Trent Williams is holding out of sight, out of mind. He is principled. He is, I don't know if you'd say stubborn because that seems like an insult, but he knows what he is worth. He is racking up fines, but he wants his value. And as of right now, I do not believe, guys, they are close. So we will still wait to see whether the Niners get their other big-time playmaker on the field before the season starts.
I don't believe they're close. I mean, that didn't give me a sense he's playing next Monday night or Monday nights against the Jets. No.
Listen, man. Trent Williams is the guy. I like his nasty. He's a nasty dude. Trent Williams beats up DBs. He beats up defensive linemen. And he sets the tone for that offensive line. Yeah, I mean, he's the type of guy that you want on your football team.
And he's an impactful player.
And he's been playing a long-ass time.
Yeah, he has. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's their version of Lane Johnson. When he doesn't play, they struggle in a big way. And keep an eye on that one. If he misses a few games, it could be the difference between the Niners winning 12 or 13 games or 10 or 11 and being, you know, a lesser seed in the NFC playoffs. It's that big of a deal, the Trent Williams situation.
The most ignored thing about the 49ers is that their offensive line isn't that great. It's literally Trent Williams and friends. And if Trent Williams is not there,
when you said that was funny.
Then it's just friends.
And friends don't
do well blocking.
So. Yeah, it's really there. It's him and Purdy gets the ball out quickly. You're right. They don't have a great offensive line. So that's one we're going to keep our eye on. So Ayuk back with the Niners. The other story yesterday is as the Cowboys already paid CeeDee Lamb, no money yet for Dak Prescott here. Dak spoke yesterday. And listen to Dak Prescott here as he was asked about Jerry Jones and all the stuff he's always saying. Dak's response to all the times Jerry's in the media here.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
What do you make of that, Hugh?
He basically saying what I've been saying, but he kept it a little bit nicer.
Well, he's the franchise quarterback. I guess
he's like, hey, he don't pay attention, Jay. Jay just be talking. I mean, he has a relationship with him, obviously. CeeDee Lamb probably felt the same way.
I also wonder if those players know when the camera's on and the mic's on, Jerry is like an enhanced version of himself. You know what I mean? Like he's playing.
It feels like that. because he played hardball with CD, but at the end of the day, CD got his money.
Well, but he hasn't given Dak his money yet. Here's Dak on whether or not this thing gets done and what it would say if they do pay him or not before the season starts, which, you know, is like 6 days from now.
I don't need a – no, no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But, however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
It does matter, Dak. Let me help you out with that. Because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't say it. You're looking at it how if it happens at the beginning or the end of the season. So it matters. Just say you're not going to worry about it.
You know what? Here's what it says if they don't re-sign him. They are willing to lose him because they can't franchise tag him here. If he's not re-signed and he doesn't sign during the season, when free agency hits, he's available to any team. Like, they have no way of holding him from going anywhere. There's no franchise tag. There's no nothing.
Yeah, as soon as he walks out the building, he doesn't have to walk back in.
He does not have to walk back in.
He knows that. And I think that if Jerry, like, this is the thing, and I think this is what Dak was saying. If they're willing to take that chance for me to walk out the building, then I'm going to walk. Because he's like, no matter what they give him, if he gets in a position where he can write his own ticket, he's going to get more money on the open market than the Dallas Cowboys are probably willing to pay.
I think people are going to be shocked by how much money he gets in free quarterbacks. And I know people are like, Dak's not that good. Quarterbacks as good as Dak.
Could you see Dak in Denver?
If Knicks doesn't work out, sure. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, well, yeah, but I forgot about Knicks, and I know he's the starter and they like him there. But what about New Orleans?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I mean,
Carolina.
The Raiders, Carolina, if Bryce Young doesn't rebound. I mean, heck.
I'm trying to think of teams.
7 to 10 teams would probably throw money
in contention. Like somewhat decent squad. Let me think. Cleveland? But they already gave. They gave.
Yeah, they're
big
tied
creepy.
Up to Deshaun.
They gave big creepy.
So I think it's going to shock people how much money he gets. And I know, like I said, a lot of people don't think he's that good. But Hugh, good quarterbacks, and he's good, that are in their early 30s.
They're going to take a flyer on Dak.
No, it doesn't happen. Quarterbacks that are as accomplished as Dak at his age do not hit free agency.
But you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Like, since we're talking about it.
Who needs quarterbacks?
Yeah, and who's in a, like, you just drafted a few. There's going to be some young ones coming out. Shadur is going to be in the draft.
Yeah, but Shadur, so you don't know yet.
Well, you don't know, but. It seems like there's more of a willingness, especially because this is the argument you like to use, when you talk about C.J. Stroud and what he was.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's a willingness to go cheaper and younger.
And Brock Purdy, because you're talking about we're in an age, in an era where, you know, you sign Dak to that kind of money, you're kind of hamstrung.
Let me give you a few teams. Pittsburgh. This is a one-year experiment with Wilson and Fields. They need
That's
a quarterback.
A good one. That's a good pick.
I can see that
pick.
One.
That's a good pool.
The Raiders have nothing. They have what? Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. They have nothing at the position. I could see the Raiders throwing a lot of money at him. Those are two off the top of my head. You said New Orleans. I could see that. Derek Carr is not long for this thing.
But I'm looking at it more so like from Dak's perspective. Are you just looking for the money or do you want to be in contention?
I got a name for you. Or what team. You said because you I think you were looking for teams that are pretty good.
Yeah, pretty decent. Yeah.
What if this is Matthew Stafford's last year? He's 37.
Ooh. Ooh.
That'd be a problem if he's on the Rams with McVay. I don't want him there.
Nah.
I mean, it'd be good if he's out of Dallas.
That's a good one. That's a good pull. That's a good pull.
I think the Rams could be in the market. So this is going to be a story all year unless they give him his money. 215-592-9494.
I don't even like that, but that would be.
With McVay?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, cool. I don't want to see that. That'd be a contender in the NFC. All right, let's go to Anthony, who's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Hey, Anthony.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Dude, what's the deal, man? Hey, man, y'all scaring me with these Brazil calls, man.
What do you mean? Are you going to Brazil?
Yeah, man. I'm going to be out there.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, Anthony, listen. I mean, Josh, let me tell you. I'm not going, but just let me. Don't, like, I've heard don't take your cell phone, right? How long are you staying?
I'm going to be out there for like a week, man. I'm going to the game, then I'm leaving from the game. I'm going to Snoop Dogg.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shot the video, Rad. I'm going to see the statue.
Hey, I suggest... Don't take a bath, dog. You're going to have to take some. Don't take a bath.
You can't be there a week without a bath. Anthony, I think the bath's okay.
Josh, like, you better go. Like, what was the stuff they got going on over there, Kyle? They got some diseases or something that's running rampant.
What?
Like, E. coli.
You asking me?
Yeah, the E. coli. They got something going on. They got some stuff going on. Hey, man, don't take no bath.
Anthony, I think a shower is okay.
Take a bath with bottled water, dog.
No, that's a lot of bottles.
Take a bath. Dog, I'm trying to tell you. I'm just looking out for you, dog. You don't want to bring nothing back. No, Brazil got some stuff going on over there, man. Let me look this up real quick before I start telling lies to people.
Oh, man.
What made me the expert?
Man, you're getting scared,
Andy, I think you'll be all right. I think he was just, you know, he just put a little fear in you. You'll be all right.
I hope so, man.
Y'all better hope I'm being facetious.
All right, Anthony, what do you think about Jalen here?
Hey, man, Jalen is got me worried just a little bit, man, with the protection and what's going on. And, dude, you got to take accountability, man. You got to. Like, you can't just be out here. You don't know what's going on. It's not on you. So, Jalen, it got to be, man. You are franchise quarterback. Come on. Like, what are we talking about here, Jalen?
It has to be accountability, Anthony. And here's the bottom line. And Hugh said this a few minutes ago. When the games start next week, he's got to play well. And he's got to pick up the blitz. If he doesn't, people aren't going to want to hear, well, he never did it before. Like, it's on him now.
We are going to go as far as Jalen take us, man. That's the bottom line right there, man. Jalen, man, I believe in you, man. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go.
Yes, it is. It's on him now. That's why they paid him this money. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? A food from a different state we should try. What do you got?
Food from a different state, man. Around the Bay Area, man, it's pretty big out there. They got the food trucks with the hibachi, man. It's awesome, man. Pretty good.
Where is this? California Bay Area?
Yes, the Bay Area.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a hibachi guy. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. So the food trucks in the Bay Area. What do you got? You got some info on Brazil?
They have massive wildfires over there. This the headline for the story, because I let y'all know I ain't going crazy, because I know people in the car are like, he was making this stuff up. Wildfires and disease spikes overshadow Packers versus Eagles pregame in Sao Paulo. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. So Josh,
you were the one asking me about a disease.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying like you had the disease, but I thought we were
I thought that's what you were inferring. Kyle came back from Brazil with a disease.
I didn't mean like Kyle went to Brazil and caught something. I didn't mean that.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Just trying to we were talking about the story. I'm trying to see what the disease is, but it's something. Just be careful, man. Josh, just be careful, dog.
I can only imagine.
Can I offer
bottled water?
A very simple form of advice for anyone next actually going. Just have some common sense. It's probably going to be okay. I mean, I think we're going a little overboard. In fact, I think the Eagles are probably talking too much about
this. The air quality has come down drastically, and many are forced to wear masks whenever they are out of their homes. respirator diseases are on the rise. Hospitals are reporting 20 times more patients.
All right,
than
scary
the regular
Hugh over
number.
Here.
Well, so I got a phone call that said they're overreacting to the Brazil thing. Like, it's if you've ever been to North Philly, like, you'll have no problem going to Sao Paulo. And I'm like, well,
what does that
mean? I wouldn't want my football team to play. Like, North Philly isn't exactly a glowing. No offense to North Philly, and there's some nice spots in North Philly, but like
that's not
exactly the greatest reputation that I want to just like copy and paste for Sao Paulo, Brazil. You know, like
yeah. Look, there's two parts to this. One,
we could compare it to a nicer area of the city and make me feel better.
There's
is
two
all I'm
parts.
Saying.
One, that all the fans from here going, and I hope everyone is safe and has a good time, and it's just be common sense. The second part is the players. And I'm telling you, the team that handles this better, I'm excited to listen to some of the Packers when they do their press conferences the next couple of days, if they're talking a lot about this. Like, it's a distraction, sure, but you got to deal with it. It's on the schedule, right? The Eagles and Packers are on the schedule in Brazil. What are they going to do? They got to go. They got to play a game.
I mean, you got to play. Just stay in the hotel, man, and get you some bottled water and make sure you keep what you consume to a minimum. I wouldn't eat, like, listen, I'm saying this and I'm being dead ass serious. I would not eat nothing that I did not bring with me. So I would bring a whole bunch of protein bars for 2 days.
Protein bars? They have to play a game on Friday. And potted meat.
I would bring some.
Don't you think
spam.
The Eagles? No, you better not be bringing spam.
I'm not. I'm gonna bring some spam.
How are you gonna
bring
cook
some
the
chicken?
Spam?
Hey, listen, go to what's that? Walmart. Get you a couple of those cans of chicken and some tuna, and for 3 days and some bottled water, and I'm taking that with me.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering?
And I'm gonna take H baths.
You're not.
I'm taking H baths. I'm not taking no real baths. I'm gonna hit the hot spots and keep it moving.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering food from a place?
No, I'm just saying
they deem
safe. But where are they getting the water? Are you boiling the water? Are you taking the
You're
water with you?
You're talking about bringing spam in your bag to Brazil.
I'm trying not to bring nothing back with me that didn't come with me.
His bag's going to reek. It's going to all spoil.
I'm not going to have it in my regular clothes, but I'm bringing an extra bag. I'm going to bring a cooler or something.
Your advice is going to crush the Eagles. I can see the headline now. Smelly, famished Eagles.
Tuna fish.
Sluggish out the gate against the Packers.
Tuna fish and crackers. You'll be all right. You can survive off of that for 3 days.
But they could get real food.
And get you some of those big things of water and take those with you.
I think you're overacting with the shower business.
I just got a call from Herb
who said, stop scaring everybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
You are.
You already go. You're going. You're still going. You paid money. You're going.
Yeah, want to play with me?
I'm just saying. No, Herb's scared.
People are trying to get ready for the trip here.
I got advice for the people in Brazil. Don't mess with Herb.
First of all, can I just say this? Who going to Brazil and don't know what's going on over there before they book this trip? Like, who does that? Like, I don't go anywhere and not know the lay of the land before I go. So if you just now hearing all this, then shame on you. Like, seriously, if you're getting nervous now, they've been talking about this forever.
Yeah, but you're telling people they can't shower in their
I'm
hotel.
Just saying, if they're talking about the air quality ain't good and they got all this other stuff going on, I'm not using the water. Uh-uh.
I'm just glad you didn't have to play in Brazil. You would have not brought your A game.
Man, I'd have been
Stinky Douglas.
I know.
I'd have been all right for 3 days. You can do anything for 3 days. Not take a shower would be one of them.
That sounds like a
smell
bad
like
idea.
Spam and yeah. sweat.
Ugh.
No, because I just hit the hot spots. Hit the hot spots, get a towel, get me some of this water, soap up real quick, and just, you know, wipe yourself down.
I think the shower thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.